Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of Writing Excuses has been brought to you by our listeners, patrons, and friends. If you would like to learn how to support this podcast, visit www.patreon.com/writingexcuses.
Season 14.
Episode 25.
This is Writing Excuses, choosing your agent.
15 minutes long.
Because you're in a hurry.
And we're not that smart.
I'm Howard.
I'm Mary Robinette.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Dong Wan.
Dong Wan is joining us again. This is his third episode with us. Dong Wan, I understand that you you spend some time working as an agent.
I have. I've actually started my career as an agent and then wandered off for many years doing other tasks in the industry and have come back to being an agent in the past 3.5 years now.
Well, this morning we had the opportunity to hear you talk about the publishing business, and one of the parts that was most interesting to me was that opening salvo of, you know, choosing your agent and what that relationship ends up looking like.
Yeah, one thing I like to talk about a lot is making it really clear to writers that your agent works for you. If you're in the query trenches right now, the power dynamic feels very weighted towards the agent side. You're trying to get their attention. You're trying to get someone to pay attention to you and make an offer of representation. One of the things I like to really drive home is once that offer representation has been made, the power dynamic completely inverts. Now, what the agent wants is for you to choose them. And one of the reasons that we chose this phrasing for the episode title is the idea that you have a choice in this relationship is a really important one. And it's one that I think a lot of writers lose sight of because they're just so focused on getting an agent, any agent. Instead, what I'd like people to do is start thinking very carefully about who they want to work with, who's going to be the right business partner to them over the course of their career. ideally, an author-agent relationship will go on for years and hopefully decades. You know, optimally, it's the course of both of your careers. And you need to think carefully about who you're going to be working with over that period of time and who you want to be helping you run your business.
And this is, I want to say something that I stumbled on, and you've heard me talk about this on previous episodes, where my very first agent was not a good agent. And we often hear people say, you know, a bad agent is worse than no agent. And the concrete thing that I had happen was that my first agent, I had warning flags that went off, but it was an agent and they were excited about my work. And I had heard so much about how difficult it was to get an agent. So even though I had some warning flags that this person might be flaky, I went ahead and signed. And what happened was they sat on my novel for a year without sending it out. And it was a year in which it was ready. So this was actively holding me back. The other thing that can happen with a bad agent or with an agent who's, and these are people who are just like not good at their job, is that if they try to sell your work incompetently to a publishing house and then you leave them and you come back, it's going to be very difficult to sell that same title later.
Yeah, that's the, there's a principle here that it's a broader business principle. Harkening back to Dong Huang, what you said earlier about, you know, you're choosing a business partner. This business partner is carrying your authorial brand as the flag when they march into the office, and if they misbehave, if they do a bad job with the pitch, if they happen to be somebody that, for whatever reason, you know, that editorial team, publishing team, just really doesn't like having in the room.
That one actually is less of an issue because as long as they've got good taste.
As long as they've got good taste. But you just know that whoever you are picking, a portion of who they are ends up as part of your brand, at least to the editors and publishers.
A lot of the industry's interaction with you will be filtered through your agent. So if your agent has a certain reputation, has a certain way of operating, that is going to influence how people see you. It's not entire. You will have your own brand. And, you know, I know many writers have the opposite reputation of their agents. But Howard is absolutely right that in those initial contacts, in those initial meetings, that will definitely color it. So sort of the first step in choosing an agent is don't choose someone who's bad at their job. And, you know, this last year, there were been a couple sort of highly publicized incidents of agents who turned out to be acting against their own writers' interests. And, you know, that's been a very challenging moment. And my heart goes out to all of those writers. It can be hard to spot that person. There's some online resources that you can use to check out, like Query Tracker or Query Shark. But really, your best defense is having a good network. Talking to your friends, making friends with other writers, and asking around about somebody's reputation before you make a decision to go forward with them.
Yeah, you're also well within your rights to ask that agent if you can talk to some of their other authors. I get a lot of requests from my agent, hey, could you talk to this person? I would like to acquire their book. And I'm always happy to recommend my agent. And if you get an agent whose authors are not happy to recommend her, maybe stay away.
Yeah.
Are you still with the agent you were with years ago?
Yes, Sarah Crowe, and she's amazing.
So I just, I actually just changed agents in the last year. And the reason I did that was not because I had a bad agent. My agent was very good, but my career trajectory was such that I needed a different type of agent than I did at the beginning of my career. So the thing that was happening with my career trajectory was, and the reason that I felt like I needed someone who was a little more aggressive was that I was in the downward spiral. And this happens to a number of writers in the course of their career, that there's what they call the series death spiral. So I'd had that happen. And then I had a novel that came out and my book tour began on election day in 2016, which was a fraught year, regardless of where you were. And book sales generally were declining. But when people are looking at your numbers, they don't look at the current events that are going around it. They just look at the numbers. So I needed someone who was more aggressive. And it was a difficult choice because it would have been easier if my agent was doing things that were actively wrong. And that wasn't the case. It was just I needed a different style. And this is one of the things that I think you have to, while it's ideal to have an agent that stays with you over the course of your career, it's also important to know kind of what you need going into it.
That is, and again, coming back to the general principle of business partners, there is this point of diminishing returns between what I need out of a new agent, what I lose if I don't switch, and the cost of switching. And it's easy for us in crossing that chasm. It's easy for us to overestimate the size of the peril and just out of fear of changing, stay in the same place.
Yeah,
it's difficult.
And many, many writers will have multiple agents over the course of their careers. And there's no inherent problem to that. Like any long-term relationship, what you need out of it will change over time. And it's also important to remember that your agent is also not a fixed point. They're evolving in their career as well, and how they operate, what circumstances they're in, what agency they're at, all those things mm-hmm. can shift and change over time. And those changes will impact you and impact how the business operates. So it's very important to keep that line of communication open and be talking about your goals and are they being met in this relationship or not, and then figure out what you need out of that.
Yeah, and that was very much the case with my agent. My previous agent was that they had had a promotion at work and were suddenly handling more things than they had been, and so the attention that they were able to give to individual authors who was shifting, and like none of us were being neglected. It was just the communication style had changed. And the aggression, I think, had shifted, or at least my perception of it. So that was one thing that was also going in there, is that, you know, a change in my agent's life as well.
Yeah. Hey, writers, are you thinking about learning a new language? I think exploring the world, experiencing other cultures, and being able to communicate with people outside your everyday experience lets you create richer, better stories. A great way to do that is with Rosetta Stone, a trusted expert for over 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. They use an immersive technique which leads to fast language acquisition. It's an intuitive process that helps you really learn to speak, listen, and most of all, think in the language you're trying to learn. They also feature true accent speech recognition technology that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's like having a voice coach in your home. Learn at home or on the go with a desktop and mobile app that let you download and access lessons even when you're offline. And it's an amazing value. A lifetime membership gives you access to all 25 languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, and, of course, Korean. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Writing Excuses listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Let's take a quick break and talk about a book. Dongwon?
Yeah, this week I want to talk about Sarah Gailey's Magic for Liars. This is Sarah Gailey's debut novel coming out from Tor Books. It should have just come out on June 4th. And it is a murder mystery set at a magical school for teenagers. It is not a young adult novel. It is a very adult novel about a woman who is called in to investigate a murder of a faculty member at this school. And the protagonist's twin sister also is a teacher at this school. And as you would have it, that sister is magic and she is not. Mm-hmm. And she needs to figure out what happened and unpack this really gruesome murder and figure out why teenagers are so goddamn terrifying. Especially when they have magic powers.
Okay, as the father of two current teenagers, I would love to know the answer to that question. Magic for Liars by Sarah Gailey. I'm a big fan of Sarah's. They're cowboy hippopotamus books. love those so much. Okay. I want to talk about your toolbox as an author. I'm big on the toolbox metaphor. What are the tools that authors have at their disposal to start searching for agents who meet their criteria?
We've talked about a couple of them on previous podcasts. The advice that I am often given, had been given and often give, is to pay attention to what authors are happy with their agents. Mm-hmm. And specifically looking for authors, we always are told to look at the authors whose work is similar, but I actually think you should also try to look at the authors whose process is similar, because that's going to be people with whom you have a similar communication style. And I'm going to continue using myself as a useful representative example. When I left my previous agent and moved on, because of where I am in my career, and I do have multiple Hugos, I am marketable. I had the good fortune of having a couple of choices, and I was doing due diligence, and I went into it expecting that at the end of having done due diligence that I would be signing with Dongwon. That I was just like, but I'm going to check with some other people just in case.
Oh, she went there.
No, I cleared it. I cleared this with him before we got into it, and it was a really hard choice because like the authors that he represents are people that I like. They are people that I have a lot in common with. I think he's wicked smart, and there were all of these different things. And what it finally came down to between Dongwon and Seth Fishman, who is my agent now, was I realized that what I needed was someone who filled my weaknesses. And the difference between their agenting styles in a lot of ways, they're both very good with developmental stuff and things like that. But Dong Guan is about building relationships, and Seth is a shark. And it's
I'm just
not
a nice shark. No,
I know. Well, that's the thing. It's like you're the nursemaid shark.
Yeah,
he's there is nothing. But it was basically, I was like, I'm good at relationships. That's not the spot that I need. I need bolstering. And so both of them would have been a good choice, but it was really about learning what I needed. Mm-hmm. And it's quite possible that that is what I needed early in my career as well, but I didn't know myself as well as an author and what my process and how I was going to fit into the industry was. So when you're looking at the toolbox, you know, it's important, yes, to be able to find the agent, but just knowing a list of agents' names is not as useful as knowing what it is you need out of the agent. So Absolute Right is a good source for checking to make sure that the agent isn't shady. I also find that if you type in the agent's name and then scam afterwards.
And hope there's no hits.
And hope there's no hits, yes. Harassment after that. These are scandal. Those are good words to just
good
kind of
look. Good things to not be attached
yeah.
to.
Yeah, and then looking at Publishers Weekly, Locus, looking at who made sales and
mm-hmm. In 2006, we played with the idea of getting Schlock Mercenary represented, agented, shipped out to a publisher because, you know, self-pubbing actual paper books that weigh actual tons of actual mass is hard work. And my friend Rodney had written a technical manual a few years earlier and had an agent, and his experience with the agent was funny. He said, I've already sold the book. I can't mess with, you know, there's nothing you can do. She said, I tell you what, let me represent you. And I know the contract's been signed, but just let me represent you. She went and she got him a 50% raise on the book. Her 15% came out of that. And Rodney was like, Oh, I do need an agent. Rodney introduced me to that agency, which was the Barbara Bova agency, which does a lot of science fiction. You know, so I came into this from outside the industry through a contact who was just somebody I knew in the tech world. Part of the toolbox is talking to people and listening to their experiences. That experience with Rodney was like, I want that to happen to me. And that agency, the results were the best possible results, which were everybody we talked to said, we love this, but it's not what we do. Or, yeah, I mean, we already read it, but it's not what we do. And, wow, this sounds awesome, but it's not what we do. The agent went out and determined that the market I wanted at the time didn't exist. And, they, you know, the relationship's over now because the agent's not going to make any money. But that is, I consider that a success story because I found an agent who, in the space of 6 months, told me that the business plan that I already had was the right one.
So let's expand this toolbox a little bit more. When you're talking to people, when you're talking to other authors, what are some of the questions you can ask them to find out how they work with their agent? Two of the big ones for me, first of all, is what genres does your agent work in? Because I started with Sarah because I had written a horror novel, but I knew that I wanted to write more than that. One of the reasons that she and I work so well together is that she covers horror, but also science fiction and also YA and middle grade, which kind of covers all of the playgrounds that I wanted to play in. Not every agent does. And so finding someone who is willing to go with you when you start hopping genres is valuable if that's what you want to do. One of the other ones is what level of editorial involvement do you want your agent to have? Because different agents do it differently. Different authors want different things. And so if you want an agent who will be very hands-on or very hands-off, ask their authors what that relationship is like.
And I would point out that you should also ask the agent directly. You know, going back to Mary's example, we had a series of very long conversations. I mean, we probably spent upwards of 7 or 8 hours on the phone over the course of a few weeks talking a lot of this through. And when I get nervous when I'm signing a new client, if they're not asking me questions, then I start to have a little bit of a hesitation in my mind, actually, just because I'm worried that they're not putting the work in to make sure that this relationship is going to work out and that I'm going to be right for them. And, you know, really at the core of this is communication style is really one of the most important things. Do you want someone who's very formal in their communication? Do you want a letter that's laid out? Do you want something that's very casual? Do you want to be talk to your agent once a week, once a month, once every 6 months? You know, I have certain clients I talk to almost daily, and there's certain clients I talk to about every 3 or 4 months. It depends on what it is. I am very, very informal in how I relate to a lot of my clients. And I think for certain people, that would drive them nuts, right? And there are certain people who really appreciate that and sort of need that ability to check in periodically and be like, hey, is everything okay? You know, am I on the right track? Is this going well? What's happening with this?
So at risk of going over general again, this is the your reminder that charisma is not a dump stat. The ability to have a conversation with someone in which the two of you connect and mm-hmm. determine what you expect out of this kind of a relationship. You can build that skill set without talking to agents. Learning that skill set when your feet are in the fire is frightening.
So you remember in a previous episode, I talk about the COAL relationship axes, which my mother-in-law came up with as a way to describe someone that you're dating. That you want to be roughly aligned on intelligence. You want to be roughly aligned on where you feel money is important. Morals. Actually, you want you want a moral agent towards you. but manners, the similar communication style. These apply to your agent as well as to a character. There's a really good agent that is someone that I could have gotten because they are, you know, they're the agent of a friend. They're very successful, and I would have run a fire poker through them within 2 minutes of conversation. Because our communication styles are wildly out of alignment. And at the same time, you're not looking for a best friend, right? It is a business partner. It's good if you can be friends, but that's not, you need someone who is good at their job first, and then someone you can communicate with second.
Mind, manners, money, morals, murder.
Marx Brothers. We try to be more positive about it.
All right. I will say I often try to avoid the romantic relationship analogy when talking about finding your agent, but it is inevitable that it comes up at some point because I think there are a lot of similarities and parallels.
Yeah,
there definitely are. On those notes, Dongwon, do you have homework you can assign to our listeners?
Yeah, so your homework assignment is going to be a little bit of self-examination. I want you to think about your career and what's important to you and how you like to operate. Think about times you've been in a business setting, at a job, in a meeting, and think about the things that you found very frustrating and what you would find irritating to work with over a long period of time with somebody who is working with some of the most important work to you. Make a list of those attributes. What are you looking for in an agent? What kind of communication style? Do you want someone who edits you? Do you want someone who doesn't? How would you like them to pursue a deal? Do you want them to go all out all the time, or do you want them to build relationships and be very targeted? Those are questions you should ask yourself and start making that list of those attributes that are important to you.
And make the list. You got to write this down because this is writing excuses and you're out of excuses. Now go write.
Writing Excuses is a Dragonsteel production, jointly hosted by Brandon Sanderson, Dan Wells, Mary Robinette Kowal, and Howard Taylor. This episode was mastered by Alex Jackson.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.